Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bunty, greetings from San Francisco. What's up at your end, man?
Everything's cool, Rohit. Just a big weekend lining up because the IPL season 12 has started. So I was thinking maybe we should talk about IPL season 12 today. Is this? Do you follow the IPL seasons?
I do not. Okay. And I think I've watched some highlights, maybe a few overs of a match. Now I know that a lot of people, like whether it's my dad who has followed cricket for, what is it now, like, I'd say, maybe, 70 years, or even my mom, who's a completely, fair weather cricket fan, like, even she gets into it. I have had a kind of mental block against the IPL.
Well, look, the reason I want to talk about it is it's by miles the most powerful cricket franchise tournament on the planet, right? Whether it's in terms of eyeballs, whether it's in terms of star power, whether it's in terms of money, all of those things kind of triangulate to make it a very interesting tournament. Now, the eight teams are in fray: Chennai Super Kings, Kings 11 Punjab, Kolkata Knight Riders, Mumbai Indians, and Rajasthan Royals. Royal challenges Bangalore, and the Sunrisers Hyderabad and Delhi Capitals, right? Those are the eight teams. So basically, you've got the big metros and Rajasthan, Punjab, and Hyderabad, right? Those are the teams, right? And I think the reason I thought it would be good for us to just visit each of them, just call out some things for... because you've kind of stayed in three cities. So notionally, you could be supporting Chennai, Mumbai, or Kolkata. Right. And I have stayed across two cities, Kolkata and Delhi. So I could be, so between the both of us, aside from Bangalore, Rajasthan and Hyderabad, we would potentially, and because kind of your provenance is Punjabi, I think there's a link of Kings 11 Punjab there as well with you.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm just thinking in terms of the boxes. So apart from being, there's no connection that I have with Hyderabad or Rajasthan. But apart from that, between this, both of us, there are about six teams that we can notionally support on a good day, right? So as the India Explained team, those are the teams that we can support. Now, Chennai Super Kings and Royal Challengers Bangalore played yesterday in the tournament opener. And it was a clash of the captains, Virat Kohli versus Dhoni, old school versus new school. And old school totally thumped new school. Because, Dhoni, for some reason, it just feels the IPL is becoming a tournament where it's like, all the teams gather to play Barcelona in the Champions League. Chennai is getting that kind of a place because, it's won a phenomenal number of these tournaments. The one thing that is sad is Delhi Daredevils, which was the team that for 11 editions didn't win anything, right, were hoping for a change of fortunes with Delhi Capitals. They've rebadged themselves Delhi Capitals. And I think for the first time they won something. I haven't been following that match. Yes, they have. Delhi Capitals have actually won against Mumbai Indians by 37 runs.
That's a single match.
That's a single match, right? So these teams will play each other. So at the moment, the Chennai defeated Bangalore, Kolkata defeated Hyderabad, and Delhi defeated Mumbai. Which is a surprise because Delhi Capitals or Delhi Daredevils, they were supposed to be the big team. And they've perpetually been the kind of losing team, right? Failing to deliver. All the other metro teams, Kolkata, Mumbai, Chennai have won. Delhi and Bangalore haven't, right? So that's look, I don't want to wait around, but the reason I was calling it out is I just think it's a celebration of a sporting spectacle. I know it's allergic for purists, but I think it's a fantastic spectacle for people, and it signals a certain amount of consumer confidence that we have. Right. Almost like an NBA-like thing that's growing unbeknownst to us. And that's basically what I wanted to do in the next, in 4 or 5 minutes, just highlight what's going on, our connections to it. And over to you for any comments that you may have.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I mean, I it's actually something that I think I would like to study because, you know, I teach courses on the role of media in really, among other things, in creating global franchises. And I've done some courses on global economic brands and you know, several of the sporting brands which are very intimately linked with different sporting events, whether it's soccer, football, or it's basketball, which is, you know, increasingly going global with China and so on. And, you know, obviously the IPL is very much modeled along lines of a American-style franchise of different teams. Now, I think the good thing that it represents, the interesting thing is that, you know, again, from a scholarly point of view, as someone who studies media, to me what's fascinating here is that, I mean, the, you know, cricket, the craze for cricket, it's like a billion-plus country, billion-point-four people. I mean, hundreds of millions of people follow it. So even with everything that was happening with the one-day game and the test game, the potential to make money or to create markets was, you know, was unmet. So the IPL very clearly met and responded to that demand. So that's very fascinating. Now, and of course, one of the reasons why it's been shortened is precisely because there can be more games. And it's been branded from the beginning as entertainment. But, you know, I suppose that that's exactly the reaction that people had. You know, the instinctive reaction I have of kind of feeling it's not cricket, it's probably the reaction a lot of people had to the one-day game as well. There's a couple of other interesting connections we have and thoughts we have. I think, you know, the person who was a digital director of the IPL, and I believe is close to Lalit Modi now, is, you know, someone who's a friend of mine and a former colleague of mine at Rediff, Faisal Sharif. So it's interesting that, you know, I see, very occasionally now just exchange a word with him. But we used to work at Rediff together 20 years ago, and, you know, we worked on a couple of projects together where he was, like me, he was actually in the corporate web solutions team. So that's kind of an interesting thing, small world. What is it that, you know, makes me kind of, you know, have some second thoughts about it? The fact that, you know, this idea of, like, private ownership in itself is not something that I have a problem with, but cricket was always, you know, it was a state or it was the Indian state. It was a national team, for instance. The BCCI, for all its problems, is, I think it's a non-profit body. I know it's a political body and so on. I know it's a corrupt body, you know, like the ICC also, perhaps. But to me, the, you know, fact that there were these politicians and there were these celebrities who owned these teams, there was also this sort of element of shadiness, and allegedly there was, you know, obviously some kind of money laundering going on. I know that that, in fact, was the accusation against Shashi Tharoor and his ex-wife, Sunanda Pushkar, who tragically passed away. They were, I think, investors in a particular team, but because Shashi Tharoor didn't want his and her name besmirched, he, I think, either sold his stake or he just withdrew from ownership. So those are my sort of extra game-oriented, you know, comments. But, you know, there's something caused me to rethink my position very strongly, and I'll turn it back to you after this, is I think one of the things that a couple of Indians mentioned, perhaps Kohli and others, is that he said, you know, playing the IPL, playing with players from other countries, and B, playing that quick format of cricket in 20 overs, he said it's made us much better as players overseas. And I think that's a really valid point, because, you know, it's not like the pitches may not be Australian-style pitches, but it's not like, you know, the Australian players who you're going to encounter and who you maybe have a mental block against because we hadn't till this last series won there forever or had never won there, I don't know. But, you know, when you play along those guys or you play against those guys, that element of the unknown gets sort of demystified. And, you know, once that they are demystified, then it's not that intimidating to try and beat them. Plus, you know, you're in a high-pressure situation, you're finishing. So all of that, I think, has contributed to the game, and I think those are net positives.
Well, look, I mean, the only thing that I'll say is we have a peculiar Indian tendency of running good things down. Because it's the nature of us as people. You know, if you see a good thing going, we'll find what can be made better and what can be improved, which is a good thing. But if you think of the NBA starting off, it's very intuitive. Or the English Premier League here, right? It's full of people and jingoism around, you know, how it's the best footballing thing, or it's the like the world championship of basketball, which is essentially a bunch of cities competing against each other, right? And my view is, and I've held this view, you know, Ponky and me used to go for, we went for the first season in 2008 when I was there.
By the way, shout out to Ponky, and, you know, we are very glad to know he's doing well and he's a dear friend of ours. And, you know, just want to just share that with everyone.
So we felt all along that this was going to be a global phenomenon. I don't think we are anywhere near being a global phenomenon at the moment. We are the best cricket franchise, you know, franchise-based cricket tournament on the planet. And long may it last. And, you know, may it go from strength to strength. And all, there are a bunch of nominal leagues who are very jealous of it, like Pakistan, Bangladesh, West Indies, South Africa, Australia, all of them have their own league. England starting its own league next summer. But I just think for the sheer star power and kind of razzmatazz, the IPL is amazing. So I follow it, not on a blow-by-blow basis, because, you know, it's difficult to tap onto the television. The one thing I wanted to call out, you know, and I think this is very much in keeping with the times, the IPL organizing committee didn't actually have an opening ceremony this year. And one of the things they decided to do was they decided to donate the budget set aside for the opening ceremony to the Army, the CRPF, the Navy, and the Air Force. Now, irrespective of what we think of the cricket or how we think the money is spent, you know, the corruption, this gesture, I think, it really speaks volumes, and I just think we should, you know, call it out as a really decent, thorough thing to have done. So for all the namunabazi that has happened on the back of the attacks, I think this is kind of a small good thing that has happened, and I just wanted to kind of from my end say that, you know, obviously I'll be following the IPL as best I can. It's a phenomenal tournament. I'd be very interested to see what our listeners think of the tournament and if they're supporting a particular team. But this kind of gesture of putting down the money for a good cause at the beginning is a really, really well appreciated gesture.
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't know this. And, you know, it's unlike the rhetoric that has been spouted and the counter rhetoric and, you know, parties seeking to make capital of it and other parties wanting to do the same, but then accusing the other party of, again, trying to milk it and so on. This is something that's been done without any shoshebazi, and it's just quietly been done. The action itself speaks volumes. And I think, you know, the only additional thought I'll add is that you're right. In some ways, I think this is, it's, you know, in some ways it's an accommodation to, and it's an alignment with the nature of contemporary life, which is very good, which is that, you know, I see it happen here. Like, if there's a game, a baseball game that's, you know, at the Giants Stadium in San Francisco, AT&T Park, or if there is a basketball game at the Oracle Arena, that's where you and I had gone and watched, the same stadium where we had actually watched the Roger Waters Pink Floyd concert, you know, the day before there was the, you know, you can, it's something that you can, you know, at the end of a working day, all you have to do is, you know, you can work a full working day and you can just hop onto the train and go there. Or if you've come home, you know, in the evening while you're unwinding, having your cup of tea or a drink, you know, or with a, if it's a big game with, you know, a few friends, you can order in pizza or biryani and sit and watch a game. I mean, even the shorter version of Indian cricket meant you had to take a day off. You know, it was not conducive to, you know, social communal activities, communal in the sense of community, not in the very specific Indian sense of sectarianism that we use it. So this is actually in some ways, you know, like, it's like watching an enjoyable soccer game. You know, you can do it with friends, you can do it with family, you can chill by yourself. And there is some fun to, you know, following a team and charting its fortunes. We just get to do that once in 4 years in the World Cup. So I think that, you know, absolutely, it's a good thing. If it's something that brings pleasure and people are willing to pay the money, well, why not? Exactly, you know, that's my thought.
Look, we've talked about this. We keep coming back to this tournament because it's not going to go away. I'm sure there's going to be stories on the back of it. But Well, keep a lookout for the tournament, Rohit, as you in San Francisco, and I'll do the same here.
Yeah.
And where required, you can tweet about interesting thing that happens about this tournament through the account.
Absolutely, and maybe we can try and get a guest in or something. You know, someone who's a commentator or someone who's an Orient fan or someone who's associated with the league. That's a possibility. I think we'll keep our eyes out. We'll keep that possibility. Okay, boss.
All right.
Take care, man.
Chalo, take care.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.